The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, the 4 o'clock Friday happy hour, it continues. We've been joined by another fine guest. She is a brand new sponsor. She is Shirley Gutkowski with Primal Air. Shirley, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Thanks for having me. This is going to be fun.
Well, hey, let's
Shirley,
hope
nice
so.
To meet you.
Shirley, let me tell a story on myself real briefly. You and I first talked on the phone a couple weeks ago, and one of my very enthusiastic young salespeople said, call Primal Air. They're perhaps interested in doing business with us. So I called you up, Shirley, and I'm, you know, very enthusiastic, you know, much like young Jesse. And I said, Primal Air, what do you guys do? HVAC work? I was just missed it by that much.
If you could have seen my eyes roll back in my head.
Oh, don't worry, Shirley. It happens to me a lot, too.
It happens to us a lot, too. I don't get it, obviously, but I guess a lot of people seem to think that because we have air in our title, it revolves around HVAC. So
different sort of air, sort of the breathing air, the sort of air that we all intake into our lungs.
Yes.
Only some people have problems breathing, or at least they are troubled and they snore. And Shirley, I know you told us earlier today about secondhand snoring. My understanding is sometimes it's the husband, and in my family, occasionally it's the wife. But for those of us that experience secondhand snoring, Primal Air offers a remedy.
Yeah, we do. And I don't want to leave out the littles either, because very young children who snore is not cute. It's a problem. It's an indicator of a bigger issue. So the secondhand snoring piece is kind of a cute way of saying the person who's suffering next to the snorer, right? And they have to make a bedroom out of the garage. They have to split up. They get divorced because they can't sleep. But really, they're both suffering because the person who's snoring is having oxygenation problems in their whole system. So they can't have good oxygen within their whole system. And they're usually breathing with their mouth open. And it's just a big tumble down kind of a problem for both parties. So what we do is Philip hates it. He's my business partner. I say we work with the muscles in the snoring complex. And he's like, no, you don't work anything. You strengthen the muscles in the snoring complex. So the nose, the mouth, the tongue, the back of the throat, that kind of thing.
So is it my understanding you don't, in fact, work on furnaces, but you work on helping people train their breathing palates, their overall palates, because we hear about conditions like sleep apnea. And I think about everybody here in Wisconsin knows about Reggie White. And tragically, Reggie White died quite young from sleep apnea. And I realize if I were to sleep on my back, I'd be a snorer. My palate would be snoring. Less. And the only good news, I guess, is I'm a side sleeper, but I have fallen asleep in recliners before, and it's scary because I can feel it all sagging in the back of my throat, and I think to myself, I could end up like Reggie White. This is a substantial health problem for many people.
It really is. And, you know, just to bring the HVAC right around again, we work with your personal HVAC system. Right. So the nose and keeping the nose clear and making it possible to breathe through your nose and strengthening those muscles in the back here so that they don't collapse so easily. What he did, though, is he had a CPAP machine and they found it in the closet. What good is that?
Now, a lot of people
can't use it.
Well, they don't get the trouble-free sleep they're seeking. I got to think it's pretty intrusive to the sleeping process. And there's even concerns with things like bacteria growing in the machine, the CPAP machine. I mean, cleaning the thing is a mess. So to my perception, if you can train the palate, if you can help people strengthen their harmonious breathing systems, Well, surely then, certainly they're going to have a better outcome, a better result from your form of therapy.
They will. And if you really do get relief from your CPAP machine, we can make it easier to use your CPAP machine. Myofunctional therapy is what we do. This is why we had to come up with a shorter name. Orofacial myofunctional therapy. That's the traditional term that you can look up on PubMed or whatever. And we have studies to show, you know, meta-analysis studies that looked at a whole bunch of other studies. And people with sleep apnea can reduce their apnea scores by 50% just by getting those muscles working right.
Hmm. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest and a fine new sponsor. She is Shirley Gutkowski from Primal Air. They don't do HVAC. They help you breathe and sleep. And Shirley, let me ask you, the snoring is exacerbated for some people, and I speak from personal experience, by those especially that drink. And we know here in the state of Wisconsin, there's lots of us that enjoy a cold beverage, let's just say, Friday after 4 o'clock sometime. But I've been on the road for many years. And that guy right there, Dominic, when he has a couple, we share motel rooms, and that guy snores like a lumberjack sawed wood. Do you find that the exacerbating, the secondary things, like perhaps having a few cocktails, does that work against this process? How do you deal with that?
It does work against it because you do end up relaxing more. And then that all of those muscles that we've been talking about relax as well. And then there's even an option where the tube, the breathing tube that goes down your throat, even those walls will collapse. Especially if you've had a couple of drinks. Sometimes talk about having a liquor vacation just to see if that would make a difference. Don't bring that out very often, but you're right. I mean, it's a problem. And under those situations, you would want to sleep on higher with your head a little higher, specifically those days, specifically.
Shirley, certainly the drinking for me can be impactful in my sleep. Another thing for me is weight. I have a threshold. I know if I get over a certain weight, I'm much more likely to be snoring, at least listening to Steph tell me, but I don't know if I believe it. But how much does weight, diet, exercise, those kinds of things, how much does that play into this as well?
It impacts it, as you can imagine. There is new research to show that you can actually deposit fat in your tongue. It's not just like a thing to say. So there are actual fat deposits that can get in there, and then that impacts the size of the airway. The weight of the skin and the adipose tissue in the throat can compact the airway as well. But I don't want anybody that's listening to think that if you're not fat, you're off the checklist, because there are a lot of people who have upper airway resistance syndrome, which is just a very weak, narrow airway that collapses very easily when you're sleeping and when your muscles are relaxed. So these very thin women, they usually have very thin hair. They've been suffering with a variety of different maladies, and they've been tested for everything, and they've been to a billion doctors, and they may have upper airway resistance syndrome.
Now,
so it's not just you over there.
Now, Shirley, I'm a trained actor. I went to school for 4 years, and part of my curriculum was learning how to breathe. I would spend 3 hours a day learning how to breathe, doing breathing exercises, learning how to control my voice. I can patakata patakata all over the place every day, but I still snore like crazy. So I'm assuming it's a completely different technique than perhaps learning how to breathe and be able to project for a stage or so, or anybody else who learns how to breathe.
Yeah, breathing is part of it. And when you're projecting on stage, is that your normal way of breathing?
Generally, yeah. I've made it into my, I've turned it into my regular thing. That's why I now have a thing.
When you walk up a flight of stairs, can you do it with your mouth closed?
Cannot.
All right, then. That just goes to show you, your breathing is dysfunctional, sir.
You are dysfunctional, so, Brian.
There's so many things in that sentence I've just now frozen.
Folks, we're also Buteyko trained breathing re-education therapists. So we can help you re-educate into proper breathing.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. We've got Shirley Gutkowski from Primal Air. And Shirley, you're talking about this therapy. Now, once upon a time, I broke a hand and I had to go through some physical therapy. I had a bad joint and I, you know, had to go work it out. And it took a matter of months and I got most of the function back in my hand. I've got to assume this training of the breathing apparatus takes time. How long could people expect? I mean, sleep apnea could be a lifelong condition. How long would it take for your therapy to help train them to see the marked improvement you noted?
Usually it will take up to a year. We do know, just, you know, fudge numbers, that it takes about 1 year of purposeful training to overcome 10 years of improper use. So if you had a cold and then you started breathing through your mouth and then you never converted back to nasal breathing, that would be part of the issue. So what we do is a really comprehensive intake appointment or an assessment, and we go back to breastfeeding and all up to into last week, going over all the different, stop grinning, all the different things that happened to your face and to your breathing and to your neck and just all over here to figure out what's wrong and what we can do to fix it. And if you need to have another therapist involved as well, like a massage therapist or a chiropractor.
And Shirley, how time intensive might this sort of therapy be? Is it every day, every week, every month? How often do you have to work on this to properly train yourself? Even if it takes a year, is that an everyday sort of a year?
It's an everyday sort of a year. It's about, I don't know, 20 minutes at a time. And a lot of things you can do while you're doing some other things. So for instance, just putting the tip of your tongue up behind your upper front teeth and holding a little tiny rubber band up there, like one of those orthodontic rubber bands, for a half an hour. You know, you can do that while you're driving for a half an hour. You can do that during, I don't know, whatever you're doing, that you have to be a little bit quiet. We have other exercises where you have to pull a button out of your lips. You can do that easily too, but you probably don't want to do that in your car because people look funny at you. So there's just a bunch of different things using normal household equipment that we use to help you get those muscles tuned up. We don't use any drugs. We don't use any gadgets unless there's, you know, a big need for it. The gadgets we do use are very inexpensive. So it's pretty comprehensive what we do, and it's also impactful.
Shirley, if people think they might be a candidate for this sort of therapy and treatment, how would they get started with Primal Air?
First thing they would do is to call the office, and Philip will help make them an appointment for an assessment. The assessment can be done online or in person. So anybody that's an hour and a half away from here, we can do everything using Zoom.
Give them the website real quick.
Primalair.com.
Thank you, Shirley Gutkowski from Primal Air at primalair.com. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.